I have sad news.
But let me first welcome you to my house in Cork, Ireland. This is Paul O'Mahony. And this short podcast episode is because I want to talk about my friend Anthony Day. Anthony died a few days ago, and I found out yesterday. And I met him first in 2017 when he was the director of the District Toastmaster Conference in Sheffield. I found him immediately to be a wonderful person with whom to collaborate and with whom to keep in touch. He was a outside Toastmasters, he was a terrific podcaster. His podcast, I even forget its name. I will remember it and put it in the show notes. But it was all about sustainability, about climate change, and he devoted huge chunks of his life to spreading ideas, engaging in some debate, and generally speaking, bringing the whole issue of climate change to the attention of anybody who listened to his podcast. I was motivated to send the following email to his widow, son and daughter this morning, and it gave me an opportunity to say something directly to the, I imagine, the three people who meant most to him in the whole world. And it goes as follows. Dear Mary, Edward and Charlotte, and I didn't know them at all, I'm very sorry to hear the sad news. I've missed him an awful lot. Yes, he was ill for quite a long time and I wasn't in touch with him while he was ill. These are interjections. I've missed him an awful lot and will never forget what a wonderful person Anthony was for me and so many others. We met when he directed the Toastmasters Conference in Sheffield in 2017 and kept in touch ever since then. I admired and loved his podcast. Everything Anthony did struck me as a marvellous service to others, known and not yet known. Personally, he helped me in Toastmasters many times. I felt in solidarity with him and his causes. His character and humour brightened my life. May you be surrounded with love. Paul. I did know that Anthony was seriously ill, and he even sent a message to an awful lot of people that he had been diagnosed with what effectively was an incurable condition. And it's a salutary contrast to the very different time, if you like, very different emotional time also that I had on Friday and for most of Saturday during the day in Listowel. And I've already referenced that in the previous episode of my podcast. But there are times when it's going to happen that somebody you admire and love, who isn't part of your immediate family, dies. And you will have the impulse to in some way honour them. And that's what I'm doing here and now. And I'm thinking that And a huge number of the people I now know may die before me. And it's possible that I'll want to say something about each of them in turn. Of course, I may die before any of them, any more of them die. But it is a topic that I feel more at rest about talking about. Death, the prospect of it, the preparation for it. And there's part of me that wants to talk about it in a whimsical way to provide me with the emotional distance from it. And this is completely off the topic that I started and wanted to talk about. So why I'm indulging myself by talking about this, I don't know. So, Anthony, in your honor, I celebrate everything about you that I knew. And I want to thank you for the service you gave to humanity throughout your life. Back to the studio.